500,000 people watched the Boston Marathon on the streets here in New England.
There he is, General Patton in a neon vest.
Wow.
Saw what happened in Lawson. Those heroes put themselves at risk to help strangers. It was really incredible.
If they hit Chicago or New York, what happens?
I'm all about interagency cooperation. It's not just about Boston anymore. The suspect seen on the surveillance cameras. Two bombers.
Two people took weeks to plan out hate, but love responded in an instant.
Clock is ticking. The world is watching.
Let's show these guys they messed with the wrong city.
Peter Berg back this year with his boy Mark Wahlberg because he just believes these two just make magic together. Everybody's got, I don't know why I'm doing my Hacksaw Ridge. Maybe because this movie's about America. And that's what Hacksaw Ridge is about. It's all about America, baby. We're the best country ever. Well, up until November, but still the best country ever, up until January as well. but this movie is Patriots Day, and it takes place during the Boston bombings that happened back in, you know, it's funny enough, it feels like it was longer ago, but yet it's still so fresh in my memory when it happened, because I remember just being shocked and disgusted what happened. But back in, the Boston bombing happened back in 2013, I was one of those dudes, when I heard Peter Berg was making this, I was saying, okay, this just seems to be Peter Berg's thing. I'm starting to think that he doesn't want to direct movies. He's just trying to make up for Battleship by just making these real-life story movies, because he doesn't have to really create characters or anything like that. He could just, it's easily contrived to make something that he know will be heart-touching and stuff. And that was my fear going into this film. And thinking how contrived it was going to be, and how it was just like, oh, it's just Peter Berg's thing. Doesn't really stand out or anything like that. You know, and I got to say, he did not disappoint on that level. It is definitely everything I thought it was going to be. And I was like, yep, I don't really think that these movies really need to be seen, to be honest. Let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis. And this basically, well, kind of hard to describe this film, because I would say that, oh, Mark Wahlberg is, you know, he plays Sergeant Tom Saunders. He's kind of the main character, but he kind of isn't. There's a lot of interesting stories here. Now, I'm not going to get everyone's, the actors' names or anything like that. Besides, you know, people, you know, like Kevin Bacon, John Goodman, and stuff like that. But there's stories told at the beginning, at least for 15 minutes, which I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like that part at all. The opening of this movie, I thought was like, okay, just get to the fucking point now. For me personally, this movie was made just a little too soon, if you ask me. Had it been made 10 years from now, probably would have been a good look back on, well, I don't know about a good look, but an interesting look back on history of one of the more worlds, or not the world, but the country's most devastating attacks on the East Coast side of things. But basically here, though, you got a it opens up with a bunch of characters. You got a wife and her husband. They're young. They're like in college still, I believe. And they're going down to the running. Who else you had? You showed this one guy with his son in the stroller pushing him. There was an Asian guy at the beginning too. Fresh from Korea, too. I think it was Korea. Yeah, it was Korea, I believe. Fresh from Korea. He just bought a new car. I think he's got his own startup company coming out here and stuff. They show you all these characters at the beginning, just showing them in the day of the life, what they're doing this day. And you don't really see them for the rest of the movie until towards the end of the film, except for the Asian cat. He does come back, and you kind of wonder, like, what the hell is the point of showing me all this here? Meanwhile, you got Mark Wahlberg's character. As the running commenced, you got these two, I don't know what descent they are, to be honest, as far as at least in the movie goes, but if I'm not mistaken, I think one was Alex Wolf in the film, who played I'm not gonna get this name right at all. Yeah, I'm definitely not. Alex Wolf plays the younger one though, but I don't know who. Oh, the older one was Themo Milikai. Oh shit, we're gonna call you Themo, bro. And he plays Tamerlan Sarnoff. I am so sorry, brothers. I fucked your names all up. But they play the dudes that did the bombing. And they don't really give them any kind of motivation, obviously, because clearly this is based on a true story and stuff. They just, you know, the older one, Themo here, he just seems to be the ringleader and the one barking around the orders, if you will. No really character development on them at all. I mean, nothing, to be honest, at them. But yeah, people are just going to say, It's a true story, you know. Oh, I forgot, this movie opens up with Peter Berg in the movie too, and he's just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna look at your ass. But either way though, so the bombs go off. They set the bombs in three exact locations. They go off, and I ain't gonna lie, this was a pretty damn good scene. I mean, well, clearly, I mean, like I said, it's still fresh in my memory. So when I see these bombs go off, it just re-triggers those events occurring and stuff like that. So I don't think Peter Berg is really doing anything here, but I will say there's some great tension in this scene right here, because you're just waiting for the moment when the bombs go off and stuff like that. So when they do happen and you see people screaming and running for their lives and stuff like that, it's effective. Man, I really don't know how to review this movie, because I'm like, on one point, you just took footage from the original thing that happened. So, you know, I will give him credit as far as the directing ability of what he did as far as integrating, you know, actual footage and from scenes from his movie, because they flow so seamless. Oh, excuse me. They flow so seamless that I'm getting bored just talking about this movie. They flow so seamless that you can't even tell what is the real events, events or the stuff that's going on in this movie. So the bombs go off, and the next, you know, Kevin Bacon shows up. Kevin Bacon is Richard DeLorean. Oh my God, I'm gonna fuck up everybody's fucking name in this goddamn film. Michelle Monaghan, she plays Carol Saunders. She's the wife of Mark Wahlberg. She was in the explosion too, but nothing really happened to her. She got out unscathed. So I believe Melissa Benice, Supergirl, pretty much, she's in here. She plays Themo's wife, the first terrorist, the main terrorist here. And who else is in here? You got John Goodman, he plays Commissioner Ed Davis. I'm trying to think. I think that really, and J.K. Simmons, who plays Sergeant Jeffrey Pulley, who don't even live in Boston. He lives in another county where they caught the terrorists and stuff like that. And they show him with his wife, and you know, you get scenes of, like, you know, I think this is personally, I gotta go back and watch Lone Survivor, but I think this might be Mark Wahlberg's best performance I've seen from him. If anything you're gonna get out of this film that's new, anything here, it's definitely Mark Wahlberg. I mean, he really does show, like, especially they black his eyes out and stuff like that when he first goes home after, like, was it, like, 48 hours or something like that of, like, looking for these dudes, because he's talking about how he saw bodies on the ground. And there was this one good moment, though, I will say, that didn't actually feel contrived, where there was an 8-year-old boy who died, and this one cop just said, no, I'm not leaving, I'm standing here, right here, because they didn't want to take that boy's body off the streets, so they had to remove the parents from looking at it, because they didn't want to move the body, just because everything there in that crime, it was considered a crime scene, and they didn't want anything moved, because God knows what anything could have helped to catch these sons of bitches or whatever that did this. So they had to leave this body here, and Mark Wahlberg, he's like, you gonna leave a fucking 8-year-old boy, a dead boy on the street like that or whatever? You know, he got up in people's face about it and stuff. So he gives a great performance with his wife too, when he has that moment of breaking down and stuff. So he does some good things in here. So this, if anything, I will say this movie does, or these movies for Peter Berg, is it really does excel Mark Wahlberg a little bit more. Everything else though, you got people like John Goodman, J.K. Simmons, and Kevin Bacon. Come on, you got the Bacon in here, baby. Come on. But they just felt okay. I mean, they didn't do anything extraordinary or anything, like, whatever, you know, that would stand out. I'm talking about acting abilities, not their characters and stuff like that. Because they're barely on screen. And the lines they're giving, they're just like, whatever, you know. So I mean, even after the moments of, like, you know, breaking down, when it's on the manhunt looking for these guys, acting is kind of really thrown out the window. And I don't mean like it's terrible, god awful, or anything like that, but it's really not an exchange of dialogue that's going on where you just go like, oh, that's just brilliant. Oh, this is why this should make my top 10 list, or this is why this should get nominated for that. Nah, not really. It's really just more officer procedurals. Because at the beginning half, we're kind of following these cats right here. But then the second half, that's where the Asian kid comes back in, where he's, you know, late night in his new Mercedes-Benz or whatever. And the two terrorist guys here, they pull him. Well, they don't pull him over. He's already pulled over. They kind of hold him hostage, switching cars and stuff like that. And, you know, the Asian kid, obviously, he escapes. And I got to tell you, what was the younger terror? Alex Wolf. It's the only name probably going to get right in this fucking review. That guy sucked ass. Yeah, and I don't know if this is how the guy acted in real life. If he did, he's already a fucking dick anyway, or whatever, for the shit he did in Boston. But this guy sucked ass, dude. I don't know. Whatever he was doing, he was kind of like that. Because first of all, he's a college student as well, too. It's around the age. So he's 19. But he has this act, the way he acts in the movie, he's like, he's always greasy, sweaty looking or whatever shit. But he's trying to play like the tough guy in front of the hot. He's just like, yo, you scared? You should be, because we could kill you. And it's just like, okay, shut the fuck up, please. All right, you ain't going to do a goddamn thing. Everybody knows Themo is the one running the schemes. Yeah, you ain't pulling no fucking trigger. Shut the fuck up, please. He was kind of, I don't know, he's kind of a joke. Themo was the one you really took serious, like, because he believed in the cause, and they was really willing to take this to New York as well. And that was pretty much the whole plan before they shut down Boston and went into pretty much shutting that city down and saying, we checking every home, venue, and everything. I got to ask Ben about this, too, because, man, what watching this movie made me realize, made me remember, like, damn, what the hell was it like in Boston around this time? And they were searching for these guys for, like, four days or something like that? Whew. Oh Lord, I can't live like that, cat. So, you know, they eventually catch this son of a bitch who's just been hiding in after they have this massive gun shoot in a residential area too. Guns just going off, bombs are going off. I mean, it was damn near like the Boston bombing right in this little area. And this was in J.K. Simmons area. I forgot the name of the part of this part of Massachusetts it was. Or at least this part of Boston it was. I started with a C, I believe. But when they finally catch these dudes, these dudes, they're throwing bombs left and right, blowing cars up. I mean, cops getting blown up and shit like that. They finally put an end to one of them. And that was the head honcho here, Themo. And he tells Alex Wolf's character, he tells him, continue the mission. You know, he took the car and the bomb, he gets away. Next you know, they're on a martial law manhunt right here, shutting down the city. You stay inside your house and stuff like that, only for a resident to find this guy sleeping in his boat, or because he saw like some of the tarps taking off, whatever and stuff. So this guy's sleeping in the boat. Next you know, Mark Wahlberg and his partner, after they give this I'm not gonna lie, they give this Mark Wahlberg gives this bullshit ass monologue about love and shit like that. That is just like, okay. I'm almost certain that probably didn't happen in the real movie. Like, not the real movie, the real life situation here, where they sat on the back of a truck and talked about, I forgot what it was. Something about, I guess it was Mark Wahlberg's wife couldn't get pregnant. So, you know, he's talking about love and he was just like, you know, we can't stop them all. But that's the power of love, you know. It's just like, okay. All right, man. And I was thinking, like, you know, this part could have easily been cut out. Like, this ain't doing anything for this story of catching these bombers or nothing like that. They get that call. Next, you know, you would think something so simple as far as, like, oh, he's in the boat. Let's just take his ass, nail him, take him to jail, whatever. What happened, like, in minutes? No, this took all night. I think this was probably a good setup, too, here. This took all night to where they called damn near the Navy SEALs in and shit like that. And they was pumping that boat just full of fucking tear gas until he just fell out and shit. Like, I was like, damn, dude. It was some hardcore tense shit. Only to imagine what the people that lived in that house probably felt as when they was watching. It's like, oh, shit, you know. So And then, you know, they catch him, arrest him, and then that's the end of the movie. This movie ends with doing something by interviewing the real-life people that survived the incident. Pretty much the people that I told you about at the beginning. Like, you know, the young college husband, the young wife, the Asian guy, the guy that had the kid, too, that survived as well. They got separated for a bit, and, you know, they met at the end again and started crying and kissing each other and all that shit. They were doing interviews, you know, real life interviews, and, you know, going how, you know, oh, how Boston's stronger than this and how this made us come together and stuff or whatever. And it was all cute and cuddly, I guess. I mean, it was, I don't know. I didn't feel anything towards that. I was just like, this is where, I feel like Peter Berg just does that just, you know. It doesn't feel like it's there for, you know, sympathetic. Well, it is there for sympathetic values, or it's done well, but it just feels so. How do I put this without being kind of insulting to the whole Boston bombing? It just feels kind of cheap when he does it for some reason. I don't think he does it right in a sense where it just feels natural and organic to a film standard here. What I'm basically saying. Basically, this movie. I don't even think people have to watch this movie. Maybe if you were, definitely if you were involved with this event, I don't think you should watch this at all, because you might start having flashbacks about it, or you don't want to see this at all, to be honest. But basically, I just don't feel like people should see this based on the merit that we just saw this 3 years ago on CNN. Like, it is like, there's nothing really technique, directorial. There's no direct techniques here where you're just going like, oh, you got to see it because of the way he shoots this or the way he does this or anything like that. Like Lone Survivor, he did some awesome techniques with that because it was basically about a man surviving with, it was supposed to be about a man and his team surviving, but we all know how that worked out. It didn't work out to his favor and stuff. So, you know, on the battlefield of war, you know, so that has more of an interesting value to it, more so than a 2 hour and 11 minute procedural of how to catch these two terrorists here. And mainly most of the stuff that's kind of filler is just getting the background notes of, you know, the Asian character who ran and made the save to, pretty much he's kind of the hero of the movie in a way for, you know, making that run and calling the police to catch up with these guys and learning the procedurals of, you know, how everything went down in the room of how to catch these guys, how they recreated the scene and stuff like that, you know. That other than that, there's not really nothing going on in this film. And the only time I really got emotional was watching when the bombs went off, is because, like I just said, 3 years ago, this is still fresh in my memory. And there was a lot of original footage in there, too. And it was kind of, you know, it was kind of freaking me out a little bit watching it. It was like, I mean, he does it in a way where it's not disrespectful, as when I'm saying contrived and stuff like that. It's very heavily respected here. You can tell, definitely. But it just feels so, man, I hate to say it. It feels lazy on, I forgot his name. Now, Peter Berg's part, whatever, where he's just kind of making these movies. I think this is why, like, Deepwater Horizon, it's fine. I gave it a C. Because personally, I even think this movie is like a well done film. It's directed right. I mean, it's the writing is right there. You know, these people that are in the film, they're playing these real life people. So, you know, getting the characters down ain't that hard, you know. So, especially when you got a talent casted like this. I mean, come on now. But it doesn't really seem to be taking any kind of civil liberties like this or anything like that. You look at something like 12 Years a Slave or Selma, which are based on real live events, and those movies, both of them constantly hit you, move you, and stuff like that, because there's a lot of creative director techniques thrown in there and stuff, or like shots and stuff. But stuff you can do, like cinematography, obviously, like the part where, you know, Chiwetel Ejiofor is hanging from the rope and the kids are playing in the background, stuff like that. Come on. We kind of know that happened in the film, I mean the book, or the memoirs, if you will, but not on the level of the way that Steve McQueen directed it here. And in here, I don't think Peter Berg does anything with this film to take it and create anything, I hate to use this word now, masterfully beautiful by shooting these certain elements in here. I don't think this movie adds anything to the story, and I really don't think it's even anything that I needed to know. I didn't think I really learn anything either, to be honest. So it's like, Only thing I really found out is one of the terrorists, he fucking sucks as acting. So other than that, it's just like, eh, it's fine. It's there. I mean, it's one of Peter Berg's, you know. I mean, this guy's got to break off and stop doing these. I'm almost assuming 2 years from now, or next year, he's going to do a movie about, like, Trayvon Martin or something like that. Actually, I think they said they were making that movie or something like that. So I wouldn't be shocked if he directs it someday, because he just seems to want to direct these really recent true life events or whatever, because the story is already there and it's just easier for him to follow. I think Peter Berg personally is just getting lazy now at this point. I'm not trying to say this movie is terrible, because like I said, it's good on a merit standard. It's good, but it ain't good to the part where it's like, I'm ready to put this on in award season or anything else in here. With that said, I enjoyed my time. I never felt like my time was wasted. I kind of just wish that Peter Berg would have did more, to be honest. I think that's really the main problem is here. Is there's really nothing to add in here. There's no meat added in here. And really, there's no juice to add in here, too. And by that, what I mean is the only juice really is I want these cops and these guys to catch those sons of bitches. And then the ending fault line or whatever, if you know what happened, and clearly every American knows what happened, they eventually caught these guys. They didn't make it to New York or anything like that. So, and it's not about, because, you know, everybody can say, oh, that's a spoiler. You know, everybody knows people in Rogue One was going to die. It's not about the spoilers of the ending or anything like that. It's about how you get to the end here. And I just felt like how they got to the end here wasn't really all that interesting or unique or kind of like crazy directed well, like, ooh, that was just beautiful how that was done, anything like that. Mark Wahlberg gives a good performance at the beginning, the middle, and then after that, it's just kind of, you know, just police chase, so he doesn't really give any line. After that, I ain't gonna lie, his lines kind of become fucking cheesy. The whole, when he's talking that monologue about love and all that shit, I was like, where the fuck is this going? Are you gonna catch these dudes or not? Whatever shit, okay? I was like, I noticed because it had this music playing too, and I was just like, okay. It's just like, it sounds like some Hallmark music playing. It's just like, all right. Peter Berg is trying to, you know, tug on those heartstrings there, whatever. He's just like, this is a real life event. Just happened recently, see? You're supposed to feel sorry for him. It's like, you cheap bastard, you. But nonetheless, I feel like I went in here to learn something and walked out kind of not learning a goddamn thing at all, to be honest. The funny thing is, I think it's one of his better directed films, more so than, it's kind of just on par with Deepwater Horizon, beyond. Like, oh, his movies are starting to just be on par with each other. They're really well done. They're directed well. The acting is fine. The writing is okay. There's nothing really here special. And to be honest, at the end of the day, they kind of just become forgettable. So, with that said, oh, man. I think I'm going to drop a low seed on this here. I think it is a good movie. I just don't think it's nothing for me here, to be honest. It's nothing really special. But maybe some people will find something out of it. I mean, this really was an important event that happened in America. Especially maybe someone like Ben that goes see this or people, he's from Chompdown because he's from Boston. If he goes see this, maybe he'll feel differently about this because the events were just so close to home here. But for me, I was going to go somewhere in the vein of, you know, dropping a high rating on it and stuff like that. But, you know what, the more I think about it, well, I will say that these Peter Berg movies, they do tend to excel Mark Wahlberg just a little bit more as a better actor. So I think with that, at least, I mean, I think this is probably good for Mark Wahlberg, at least. So something good coming out of here. J.K. Simmons, John Goodman, and Kevin Bacon, the reason why I'm not talking about them much, because they're barely in the fucking movie, to be honest. So J.K. Simmons barely has any fucking lines in here, and the lines he do have, one's about to be asking for a donut, and the other one's talking about, you know, just shooting some dudes. So, you know, it's not nothing. People's thinking like he was working out for fucking Batman. Fuck no, he was working out for this movie. There's a scene where he tackles the main terrorist dude here, and he hits his ass hard. I was like, god damn, yeah, he didn't work out for Batman. He worked out for this fucking film. And it shows too, because damn, I didn't think he was an old ass man in this film. So yeah, with that said, it's directed well. I do think Peter Berg means well, even though the film still comes out kind of contrived in a way. And I don't think he's intentionally trying to make it that way. And I think he really cares about these events and wants to tell these kind of stories. But with that said, from a critical standpoint, what I can say is that there's just nothing unique about them told, because they happened so recently that they're not standing out to me as saying something that I need to rush out and see. And you know what? Maybe I should. They're not something. Maybe I should just drop a high rent though. So you know what? I'll just go high rented on it then. I don't feel like I need to see these movies. His movies in general these days. That's if he continues this trend, because they just happened so recently that they're still fresh in my memory. And plus, you could just look this stuff up. I mean, I honestly don't see why a Boston person would want to see this, to be honest, if they're traumatized by this at all. Especially the real life people. I don't see why they would want to watch this, to be honest. But maybe they will. Maybe I'm wrong on that part. But other than that, for the regular audience, yeah, you can just read this up on CNN. You ain't missing much here.
Joey, you all right, man?
I'm still here, dude.
Commander, they got the wife.
Are there more bombs?
I was amazed by the strength and resiliency of the human spirit.
Defend ourselves. We're not going to be beaten down.
I saw it today. Good versus evil.
Secure the perimeter! Now!
Love versus hate.
This is my city!
There's only one weapon you have to fight back with. It's love. We wrap our arms around each other. I don't think there's any way that they could ever win.